Just been advised that 1241 is no longer been pulled, so that's...
Okay. 1241 is no longer pulled, so that is a non-emergency ordinance, so it passes second reading.
Sorry. Puller has...
The puller has de-pulled.
We already voted on consent, so we...
No, but that one was pulled. So we'll have to take separate action on 1240, separate action. So if you can, we can save that till later in the council calendar, if we might, because that will allow the other issues to get resolved while I'm here. Okay, let's move then to 1229, please.
1229, improve land use regulations through the accessory structure zoning code update project.
Okay, this is the second reading. Comments?
Yeah, I would ask for similar indulgence on this one to have just a little conversation and perhaps staff input. One of the things that I have noticed in reviewing the proposed code is that the allowance to put a structure of a certain size on the property line does not say that adjustments are prohibited. So the assurance that these will be small and limited to 24 feet by 10 feet is not an assurance, because the change in the purpose statement also means that an adjustment might be more likely since they're already there. So I wonder if that was an unintended part of the code, that you didn't prohibit adjustments to this.
Can we get staff to respond to that? And
or are you intending to actually allow larger structures right on the property line? And the section in question is 33.110.250C2.
Good morning.
Good morning. Matt Wickstrom, Bureau of Development Services. And you're correct. The code does not say adjustments are prohibited. So someone could potentially go through an adjustment review to ask for a larger ADU in the setback, larger than would be allowed with the new code, just as they would be able to go through an adjustment review today to ask for a larger accessory dwelling unit in the setback. And the approval criteria would relate to the livability and appearance and the purpose statement for the setback regulations, which talks about privacy and the placement of homes in neighborhoods and proximity of dwelling units to other dwelling units.
And this is similar to the current process has that same allowance for garages. So if somebody wants to build a 24 by 30 garage, they would go through an adjustment process. So the idea was to have the parallel process with other accessory structures.
Okay, so the criteria would apply, and in effect, the design and character of the project is then considered, right?
Then my second question is about runoff. If the wall is on the property line, the eave is going to be over the property line?
That's not allowed. So basically, if someone was going to have an eave, they need to make sure that eave is pulled in. The wall would have to be pulled in so the eave would not extend over the property line.
So as a practical matter, you can't actually put the wall on the property line because there's always going to have to be some provision for the runoff.
Correct.
So that is not clear.
I think it is, because it happens all the time.
It's other codes that address that. So Environmental Services handles stormwater, and I believe if a structure is more than 500 square feet, they have to show what they're going to do with the runoff. So once again, a smaller scale structure may not necessarily have issues, but then a larger one, they'll have to show how they're going to
deal with the runoff. You can't hang your eave over.
And that's once again the same. We don't have anything with garages that say in the zoning code that the garage has to be set back to meet BES requirements. That's just part of the menu of requirements that they have to go through to meet when they're getting a permit.
Okay. Other questions for staff? Thank you very much. Okay, this is a second reading. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So since the first reading 2 weeks ago, I have held two public meetings, one with 70 people and one with I attended one last night with over 20. and by a 20-to-1 margin, people do not in general support this. I've given both the arguments for and the arguments against as I've read them in my emails and did not state my own preference, and it was quite stunning how many people are quite concerned about this. And I believe it's going to have a backlash against accessory dwelling units, which have been so popular since we carefully crafted the regulations 20 years ago to allow them to be compatible and to not infringe on neighbors' rights. Now we are allowing them to be 30% larger than the average garage and taller and on all three sides of the rear property line, right on the property line. And I wouldn't like that next to me, and I think there's a lot of people who are going to be very upset when they find out that there's going to be a structure like this on their property line. We allowed Airbnb because we knew we were going to get a lot more tax money from it, and yet now we're seeing an explosion of Airbnb, of accessory dwelling units being built as Airbnbs, and so basically people have commercial structures right on their property line. And that's not what residential neighborhoods are for. No.
Bish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
I want to thank the Planning Bureau and the Bureau of Development Services for good work on this. And I do think the community has done a good job of coming to us with a responsible proposal. I'm sensitive to the concerns you've raised, Commissioner Fritz, but I think there's such demand for this kind of housing in the city that we should try to make this work, and I think it will work well. Aye. Thank you very much.